This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves here. Bring up anything that you want with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Chris.
Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, where you can call in and talk about anything that you want. But be sure you're ready to actually go on the air when you call the show. And like our last caller who thought he could just keep putting us on hold for 2 minutes. Like, well, just hang on. I'll be ready in 2 minutes. And then we picked up the phone. That was when I screened his call.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's fine. We got 2 minutes left in the break, so whatever. Yeah. That's no problem. You got 2 minutes. And then when we picked him up and put him on the air, he says, oh, I need another 2 minutes. How much you want to bet when if I were to have gone back to him, which I didn't do. Sorry, dude. You're done. You blew it. But if I'd have gone back to him, how much you want to bet it would have been? I need 2 more minutes. Like, just to see how many times he could get away with saying the same thing that over and over again.
Would be kind of funny.
Yeah. So the same dude's actually in our Discord
it's
server right now.
Different than
it was a little different.
Some prank callers.
Yes. Yeah. I didn't have to hit the dump button on him, so I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
The same dude is, his name is Tux. He's in the Discord chat right now, accusing everyone of being baby boomers in the chat. It's pretty funny. So you can go to the Discord server anytime you want over at discord.lrn.fm. On the way, coming up here this hour, Chris, you've got a story which I've had in my show prep for several days maybe by now, but it's just one of those ones I've never gotten to. And since you've got it, it gives us a great excuse to do it. It's about the Yellow Jacket people, the protesters in France, and some of the good work that they've done. So we'll get into that coming up here in a moment.
Very good work.
Bloomberg, however, has been saying stupid crap, and the folks over at Reason have a good summary of it. First, he attacks marijuana legalization, calling it perhaps the stupidest thing we've ever done. He doesn't explain why that is. He kind of suggests that it has to do with overdoses, but no one's ever overdosed from marijuana. In fact, according to, let's see here, David Schmader, author of Weed, The User's Guide, you would need to consume 1,500 pounds of marijuana within 15 minutes in order to fatally overdose on it.
How do you consume that quantity?
You cannot. It's impossible. So, the answer is, you can't overdose on cannabis. The worst thing that's going to happen to you, most cases, is you'll want to go to sleep. If you take enough cannabis, you might get kind of tired. That's probably the worst case. Some people, it can create anxiety because, you know, people's bodies are different. They respond differently. But most people, it's just going to get you high. You're going to have a little bit of, you know, maybe you'll get the munchies, and then you're going to go to bed at some point. And that's it. And that's why millions of people use it safely, and millions of people use it every single day all around the world, and, you know, they're fine. They're still productive folks. So let's talk about Stop and Frisk. This was the program that he created as the mayor of New York City, but it wasn't just New York City that ended up doing Stop and Frisk. It was cities like, I think, Philadelphia had it as well. I think I heard D.C. had some sort of version of it, but it was focused mostly on the news stories, at least about it, were focused mostly on New York City. And they point out here, here's a quote. This is what he said in his recent speech. We focused on helping kids from going through the correctional system where they just came out worse than they came in. Kids who walked around looking like they might have a gun. What does that look like? What does it look like when you might have a gun? Is it a certain walk that you have? How do you identify whether somebody might have a gun by how they look?
Color of their skin.
Yeah. There's a good chance that's how they were judging.
That's what New Jersey was doing.
Yep.
They were pulling over black people, basically. Yep. And I forget what the exact statistics are, but the ACLU actually went in and they proved it in court after,
really?
Significant, it totally had to change everything about New Jersey, the police, state police.
Kids who walked around looking like they might have a gun, remove the gun from their pockets and stop it. And the result of that was, over the years, the murder rate in New York City went from 650 a year to 300 a year when I left, he said. Now, according to Reason, his argument is flawed. As Jacob Sullum noted, in September, crime in New York actually started declining in the 1990s. And that while the decline continued, while stop and frisk was in full effect, the homicide rate still went down by 43% between 2011 and 2017 as the program was being phased out.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, it had something to do with like a correlation between prosperity in New York, because New York actually was in like the 70s and maybe 80s was actually doing really, really badly economically. Mm.
There was a lot of crime too, right?
Yeah, there was. Yeah. And in the 90s, certainly things were going up and up for New York. So
you mean economic?
Economically, yeah, again. So it would,
and this is what we were saying earlier, where poorer people are more likely to commit crimes.
Yeah, so it wasn't the stop, and it's not likely to be anything to do with stop and frisk.
No, and in fact, what they're saying here was, after they started to get rid of stop and frisk, over the years where they got rid of it, the homicide rate still kept going down.
Yeah, because the economy was still doing well in New York and going up.
Stop and frisk was also unconstitutional. Police shouldn't be able to stop people without probable cause. And as a federal judge ruled in 2013, the program affected mostly innocent people and minorities. Mm-hmm. Quote, nearly 90% of the people stopped are released without the officer finding any basis for a summons or arrest, wrote then-Judge Shira Schneidlin of the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York. She also said the New York City Police Department engaged in, quote, a policy of indirect racial profiling by regularly stopping blacks and Hispanics who would not have been stopped if they were white.
Yeah, you're supposed to have greater protections if you're walking down the street than if you're driving, say, a car.
That's right.
So the idea that, you know, this was somehow legal was just bonkers.
But even in a car, you still have the protection of, you know, they can't just search you because they want to. You know, if you are in a car, they still have to have probable cause, or your permission.
I believe it comes down to articulable suspicion in order to stop you. And
right, RAS, reasonable articulable suspicion that you would need to stop a person.
And
but I don't believe you need that for search. You have to have probable cause for search, don't you?
Yeah, I think they would have. I think they might need a warrant if you're walking down the street, even. Because it's not like a car. In a car, they don't need a warrant. They just need articulable suspicion.
I thought it was probable cause. Isn't it reasonable? I'm not a lawyer, okay? So somebody knows for sure. Isn't it reasonable articulable suspicion for the pullover, but probable cause to search?
You might be right about that.
I may be wrong as well.
No, you might be right about that. Because you would need probable cause. See, it's up to the officer has to.
They stop the car on suspicion, and then they try to gather information that could lead them to have probable cause. So, if they stop you on suspicion of you've done something wrong or whatever, or you did do something wrong, like, you know, you blew through a stoplight or something like that, then they have a legitimate reason to pull you over. But as they have you pulled over, they're looking at your car, right? They got the flashlight out if it's at nighttime. They're looking around the back seat. They want to see if there's an open container of alcohol, maybe a bag of weed.
Well, that would be articulable suspicion.
That would be probable cause. It would be in plain view.
I think that's more like articulable suspicion, because it can't just be gut suspicion. I thought it was articulable suspicion, I'm not sure anymore.
Well, if you see a bag of marijuana in the back seat, that's not suspicion, that's probable cause for a search. Because it looks like, to the officer's trained eyes, that it's a bag of marijuana. Now, it could be a bag of some other thing that looks like marijuana, but they at the very least have the excuse at that point.
Yeah, they certainly don't need a warrant, is what it ultimately comes down to.
If they see something in plain view.
If they have something in plain view, they definitely wouldn't need a warrant. I think it might be the articulable suspicion. So, like, they have to be able to connect dots. Like, it can't just be a gut feeling like, oh, he's black, so most likely he's part of a group that commits most crimes, therefore I can, you know, search him because there's a good chance that he's going to come up with
Here's
a crime.
Here's a story from the lawdictionary.org. This is, I guess, regarding Black's dictionary. Anyway,
okay.
Reasonable suspicion is a standard established by the Supreme Court in 1968 in which it is ruled police officers should be allowed to stop and briefly detain a person if, based upon the officer's training and expertise, there's reason to believe the individual is engaging in criminal activity. The officer is given the opportunity to freeze the action by stepping in to investigate. Unlike probable cause that causes a reasonable person standard, reasonable suspicion is based on the standard of a reasonable police officer. Probable cause to search and seize evidence, we'll tell you a little bit more about what that is by comparison to reasonable suspicion, according to the Law Dictionary. Coming up here in moments, and you can share your calls and thoughts. Plus, we'll talk about disabling speeding cameras coming up.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Nothing like two cop block supporters arguing over what the difference is between reasonable suspicion or reasonable articulable suspicion and probable cause.
Forgive me, guys. It's been I haven't really looked at this the specific cases that are in regards to articulable suspicion since in the 1990s. So it's been a little while.
And it was my recollection was correct on this.
Yeah.
They need to have probable cause in order to conduct a search, or they have to get your permission. So those are their two options when they pull you over.
Yeah, it's the whole reason why I keep feeling like it should be articulable suspicion is it has to do with the fact that there's a lower standard for a vehicle stop than there is, and if you're using the same word probable cause for either whether you get a warrant or not, it sounds like it's the same thing is required.
I'm not sure I understood what you just said.
So if it's a vehicle stop, there's a lower bar for... Right.
Usually they have to have an actual violation of some sort that they've observed in order to stop you in the first place. They can't just pull you over.
Yeah, but we're not
black.
Even talking about that. We're talking about the search itself.
Right. So, okay. They've stopped you, though, for some ostensible reason, meaning that you had a light burnt out, taillight or something like that, or at least they claim that.
Right.
They've stopped you.
Right.
Now what?
Yeah, well, I mean, this is the point at which the reason I feel like it's articulable suspicion, and again, I could be wrong, like, it's been a long time, but it's because I explicitly remember that the way it's legally explained is something to the effect of there's a lower bar for a vehicle search than there is for a normal to get a warrant search.
I'm not sure about that because, well, first of all, there would be a difference between getting a warrant and, just having probable cause to search. So yes, probable cause would be probably a lower bar than whatever they would have to show to a judge in order to get a warrant to search somebody's home or business or something.
Well,
like
wait a minute. Maybe I'm totally mistaken and I'm just thinking of the wrong words here, but isn't it probable cause that you would need to show a judge in order to get the warrant?
Yeah, you definitely would. But
so wouldn't
but
it be a
that's
different...
an extra step because you would then be in front of a judge. Cops don't have to have that. Maybe this is the lower standard you're thinking of because the cop on the side of the road can just make that decision based on supposed
right, and
probable
I thought
cause.
There was a separate term, which was articulable suspicion, for that search, as opposed to the probable cause that a judge would need for the warrant.
No, it's so, probable cause.
Anyway.
According to FlexYourRights.org, which is a great website, they've had a lot of good videos on how to handle police encounters. Well, let me share just a little bit of this with you here, Chris, and for everybody else.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great information. I don't necessarily know that there's going to be too much of a difference. It's just mostly the terminology and the specific words.
Well, there's a big difference, at least in the concepts between probable cause and reasonable articulable suspicion. Let me finish with the lawdictionary.org on the difference between reasonable suspicion or reasonable articulable suspicion and probable cause to search and seize.
Yeah.
So probable cause. So reasonable suspicion is the standard that the Supreme Court established on which an officer can stop and detain a person if, based on their training and experience, there's reason to believe the individual's engaging in criminal activity. So a classic example, you're walking down the street. He stops you and says, oh, you meet the description of a person who just robbed the Circle K around the corner. I need to make sure you're being detained while I investigate. That's reasonable suspicion. Now, a lot of times they just straight up lie and they make up the claim that somebody was robbed. But that's a factor of cops lying, whole other story. So the other point here, probable cause to search and seize evidence, according to the Law Dictionary, probable cause to search for evidence or to seize evidence requires that an officer is possessed of sufficient facts and circumstances. So facts and circumstances instead of just the suspicion of a crime being committed, as would lead a reasonable person to believe that evidence or contraband relating to criminal activity will be found in the location to be searched. As with an arrest, if an officer cannot articulate the facts forming the basis for probable cause, the search and seizure will not hold up in court. So they can't search based on a hunch.
I feel like I'm not totally wrong here based on what you were reading there. They do need articulable suspicion. You're using the word reasonable, and reasonable, I think, is a whole nother would be a whole nother standard.
Yeah, usually it's all together. Usually the term is reasonable articulable suspicion. RAS is the term.
Articulable suspicion is the key word that I remember, and that's kind of what I feel like that's what they're saying there. But anyway.
Yeah, but we're talking about probable cause, which isn't the same thing as suspicion. So probable cause, they have to have actual
There's
facts.
A difference between a reasonable suspicion and articulable suspicion.
All right, you're going to have to look that one up because I've always seen them referred to as one and the same. You're just talking about, you know, the difference of somebody left a word out when they're writing the story.
Well, that's what you're thinking, but I don't think that's actually the case.
Like I said, you'll have to look it up and
again,
prove it.
It's
I'm going to require you to prove that.
Honestly,
one.
I'm
if you're going to make the claim.
I'm not going to,
because I've done the research on this end. So please find out if there's a difference there.
I'm not going to be going back and looking up all of the legal cases in order to determine that I am right or wrong. I'm just going
to
straight out say it.
Well, all you have to do is do a Google.
If somebody wants to go and do it, that's up to them. But I'm just saying what my recollection is.
So while police generally need a warrant to search you or your property, this is flex your rights now, during a traffic stop, police only need probable cause to legally search your vehicle. Probable cause means police must have some facts or evidence to believe you're involved in criminal activity. In other words, an officer's hunch without evidence of illegal activity is not enough to legally search your car. Before searching, he must observe something real. So a common example of probable cause includes the sight or smell of contraband in plain view or plain smell. So as I said, if there's a bag of marijuana or some sort of leafy substance on the back seat that the officer can say, well, from my training, that appears to be a bag of marijuana, therefore I have probable cause to search. And he will go ahead and do that.
See, that's articulable suspicion in my mind. But anyway,
sorry, you're just wrong. It's not articulable suspicion, because articulable suspicion is your reason to stop a person and detain them in the first place. In the case of articulable suspicion in a traffic stop, that would have to do with them taking it to the next level. So, they have to have a reason to pull you over in the first place of you violated some sort of statute.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. Right.
So then when you're talking with them, they may gain articulable suspicion with which to detain you further based on some of the things you say. Oh, I just came from the house on the corner that the officer knows is a crack house, or, you know, something like that. And he's like, all right, well, step out of the car. Because then they're going to continue to escalate the situation until they can find some sort of, you know, get you to give permission to search or find some sort of probable cause to actually legally conduct a search in that case. So what we're talking about are different levels of the police getting involved in your, in your business.
I would love to see some, I would love to see some diagram of this all work
when you cross the different thresholds.
Like all the different thresholds. It's
I'm not saying it's crystal clear. It's not
crystal clear, and that's why I am unsure of exactly.
Well,
you know,
when in doubt, keep your mouth shut. There's a couple of guys who are doing a really cool YouTube channel. They're not sponsors or anything like that. It's the Pot Brothers at Law. And they're doing the 1 minute pot tip of a day, of the day or something like that, where basically they stand there, they're doing like the selfie camera thing. It's one, they're older guys, like maybe 50s or 60s, and they're kind of like cool looking, they get like cool shades on, and they do these 1 minute tips where they just basically, like, half the tips are shut the F up, is essentially what they keep telling their viewers. Like, you don't want to end up in handcuffs, shut the F up.
Yeah.
And so we'll continue here. If you don't want them to have probable cause on you, shut the F up and don't leave a bag of weed sitting in the back seat. There's more coming up here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSClinic.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The agreement between President Donald Trump and Congress to reopen government is only temporary to give a bipartisan conference committee 3 weeks to come up with a border security plan everyone can agree on. What if an agreement isn't reached?
If we don't get a fair deal from Congress, the government will either shut down on February 15th again, or I will use the powers afforded to me under the laws and the Constitution of the United States to address this emergency.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's response.
All understand the importance of securing our borders, and we have some very good ideas on how to do that, and that will be part of the discussion as we go forward.
Trump says back pay for federal employees would occur very quickly, but did not give a timeline. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Well, we're learning things over again that we already learned here in the past at some point, but we got fuzzy on, so I'm glad we're having the conversation, Chris.
Yeah.
Because you were remembering a court case, and you thought there was a difference between reasonable suspicion and reasonable articulable suspicion, or articulable
suspicion.
The whole
reasonable articulable suspicion thing is, I think, not the way it was phrased in the vehicle case that resulted in basically defining what they can and cannot do. I feel like the words were articulable suspicion, and the
whatever, it doesn't matter.
And it all did have to do with reasonable and such, but it was not reasonable articulable suspicion. It was not reasonable suspicion, but one of the things that was important was that it was not just reasonable suspicion. It had to be articulable.
That's correct. That's what reasonable suspicion is defined as. Now, if you look it up on Wikipedia,
right,
or any other law, you know, website, they're going to tell you that reasonable suspicion has to be articulated. The officer has to be able to say what their suspicion is and what it is based on. It's not just, I felt that kid might have a gun. You know, that's not reasonable articulable suspicion.
Okay, and then the next question is how it relates to a specific a vehicle stop specifically.
Mm-hmm.
So is it defined as reasonable suspicion or reasonable articulable suspicion or articulable suspicion?
Those are all the same thing, dude. That's what I'm trying to get you to understand.
I follow what you're saying.
Okay.
But the question then is that what's required for the search?
No.
Or
probable cause is required for searching a vehicle.
If it is probable cause, it's a lower standard of probable cause, and that's kind of confusing because I thought there was a specific phrase that was being used.
What is the lower standard of probable cause?
Well, that's what I was, what I thought was articulable suspicion.
No, they're two completely different. One leads to the next. So reasonable suspicion is the thing you have to have in order to conduct an investigation that you then use to, if you find something in that investigation that is a fact, that you can then point to that fact and say, here's my probable cause to conduct a search. But that's the difference.
Generally, a cop doesn't need any, they don't need, I don't believe they need articulable suspicion to start an investigation.
Well, a police can always investigate, right?
Right.
So an officer can do what's called a contact on the street. If they walk up to you and say, well, hello there,
right,
sir.
And you can refuse.
How are you today? And isn't this a beautiful weather? You know, a cop can say,
right,
and it's just as a human being can say anything that he
right
wants to. That's called a contact. If you then are like, well, that's a great day. I just left the crack house on the corner. Then the cop's going to all of a sudden have reasonable suspicion to continue to, you know, detain you at that point. Whereas if it's just a contact,
right,
you can leave
and
anytime.
And that's the thing. There's going to be, there's different requirements for detaining somebody. That's
the requirement for detention is reasonable suspicion.
It's different for a vehicle than it is for somebody who's in a vehicle than it is for somebody walking down the street.
No, it's not.
The
difference is in a vehicle, they have to have a reason, a legal violation to pull you over.
I'm sorry. For the search,
mm-hmm,
it's different. There's a different standard.
No. Look, I'm not an attorney, but
yeah,
when you're on the street, so I don't want this to be conceived as legal advice, but when you're on the streets,
right,
and a cop comes up to you and has reasonable suspicion, like, you know, the claim that you match the description of somebody who just robbed a store, they may have the ability to conduct a carry
pat
on you. That's what reasonable suspicion allows them to do, is to detain you. If they don't have reasonable suspicion, they cannot detain you. If they don't have reasonable suspicion, which is articulable,
I feel like they need suspicion, but it doesn't have to be articulate.
Yes, it does. That's what I just told you about. Reasonable suspicion has to be articulable.
Okay.
Okay, that's the definition of it. When you go and you look it up, that's what it is. So that's why the term has been used, reasonable articulable. They started adding it in there, but the actual saying is reasonable. The original, you know, if you look it up on Wikipedia, there's an article about
yeah
reasonable suspicion, and it tells you that you have to be able to articulate the things that make you suspicious that a crime is being committed. In this case, it would be he was somewhat balding, he was 35 years
yeah
old, he was white, and he was in the vicinity of the store that was being robbed. That's the reasonable articulable suspicion. That's not enough for them to actually, you know, search your backpack to see if you have a 12-pack of beer that you took in the robbery. That's not enough. They have to have probable cause to be able to search your backpack,
well, if you're
or
on
you
the,
give them permission.
If you're on the street, they would need to get a warrant, I believe.
Nope. Not if there's probable cause to search. No, if they have a fact that they believe that there's reason that you have something that is illegal, they can use probable cause in that case.
I'm not sure, but I believe that it's they need like a warrant.
A warrant is a much more solid way of getting the ability to search a thing, right? So
yeah,
in that case, they would then, you know, if they've been conducting an investigation on you for some time, they want to make sure that they've got a more rock solid way of conducting a search.
I want to say they're supposed
to,
they're supposed to make
a specific
to make an arrest, and then they can conduct the search.
If they arrest you in a car, they can definitely.
But if you
do
have
that,
like a backpack, they have to get the warrant for the backpack to conduct the search of the backpack. Whereas in a car, they wouldn't need that necessarily.
If you have a backpack and you say something to the officer like, "Oh, I just have a few beers in there," and you look under the age of 21, then they've got probable cause to search your backpack. If you don't say anything,
but they might need a warrant. They might they might need to take that to a judge to get a warrant because they don't need to search it on the spot. And
I guess we're not going to agree on this.
Yeah,
so I think we should just move on.
I'm
telling you that the cops are going to be able to search your bag if you give them probable cause to do it in the moment. If you don't open your mouth
in the vehicle,
then they're not going to give. You're not
in
going
the vehicle,
to give them.
That sounds about right. But on the street, walking down the street, I want to say that it's. They require more than at least in the vehicle. Even if I'm not right, like about exactly the details of it, like I feel like there's still you have more protections walking down the street than you do in a vehicle.
I think that's true. That's definitely true. That you do have more protections walking down the street than you do in a vehicle, because then they're going to claim that you're under whatever driver's rules and you have to, you know, consent to a DUI check and things like that. And there's all kinds of other rules that come into play there. Let's go to Marilyn. She's on in Georgia listening to WMCD. Go ahead, Marilyn.
Hi. Hey, I was wondering about this wall, why they couldn't just put up a couple of fences, electric fences with barbed wire, razor wire at the top of it. That keeps our prisoners in the prisons here. Mm-hmm. So why couldn't they do that? And it'd be a lot cheaper.
Because they could cut it.
Well, they could still cut through the wall anyway with the right tools. If they're going
to
have,
I mean, a prisoner doesn't have access to the same tools that a, you know, somebody that's on the street has access to.
Yeah, that's a great point.
So, I mean, you know.
Still, if it's electrified, they can't cut it because they're going to get electrocuted.
No, they just need to have rubber
insulators
to prevent themselves from getting electrocuted when they do cut it.
Yeah, that's why a lot of tools have the rubber handles on them.
Okay.
I don't know a whole lot about it myself.
Well, then the second point is, why couldn't they use all this money that Obama wasted on all sorts of programs and all when he first got elected? Why can't they shut all those programs down and use the money that was given to them?
Well, because most of the government programs were still there under Bush. And so these guys that are in the Washington, D.C., they are not actually interested in making the government smaller. So they're not going to actually close any of the programs. I mean, the government just keeps getting bigger, whether it's Republicans or Democrats.
Wasted money in, you know,
research, but it was that way
to find
under Bush.
Out why teenagers smoke or something like that. I mean, there was crazy stuff.
Oh, there's always some kind of crazy programs that the government is running, some stupid grants that they hand out to colleges to conduct these research programs that you're talking about. But those weren't unique to Barack Obama. You know that, right? Like, those happened under Bush, happened under Clinton, happened under Bush, happened under Reagan, it happened under Carter. I mean, this is what government does. They take the money from you by force, and they waste it.
It just seems like if they quit wasting the money, they'd have the money they need to build the wall.
But you understand they'll waste money on the wall, too. That's just what they do.
Oh, well.
And then you've got another problem, Marilyn. And if you want to talk about it, you can hang on. We'll bring you back for it here. You've got another problem, which is if you get a wall, then guess what you get also? A police state. And we were just talking about what it's like in a police state, having to deal with reasonable suspicion and probable cause and unlicensed or unauthorized stops just because you look suspicious. Is that what you want?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for you if you want to jump in right now. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Whether you want to talk about amateur law, which is basically all we are here in the studio, the two of us are attorneys. And so, you know, don't take any of this as legal advice. Do your own research. But generally, I would recommend that you not talk to the police. If you want to avoid giving them reasonable suspicion, or if you want to avoid giving them probable cause, whatever the differences are between the two, you're usually the one who gives those things to the officers. Usually through your words that those things are created. So best to keep your mouth shut in order to protect yourself and others from unnecessary arrest and search and seizure. By the way, if they are searching you, hopefully you have a passcode on your phone, because otherwise they might be able to get in and find some of your cryptocurrency, like Smart Cash. Whereas if you have Smart Cash, again, any cryptocurrency wallet, best to have a passcode on your phone to keep people out of it. But it's a peer-to-peer digital currency, and it's fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. Now, Smart Cash, there's a lot of cryptocurrencies out there. There's a lot of competition to Smart Cash. What does it make that makes Smart Cash special? Well, one, they've got their Smart Hive governance model that allows everyone to participate. So if you have one smart, you've got one vote. You don't have to get to some arbitrary large number of smart before you're going to be able to have some influence over the smart voting process. You can start right away as soon as you get your first smart. And you do have to have the official Smart Cash wallet in order to cast the votes, although I think you can also do it from their website. So check that out at smartcash.cc. Plus, there's Smart Rewards, which rewards you for holding on to your smart. So I actually just got my Smart Rewards just the other day. It's getting towards the end of the month, and that's about the time when they start doing the Smart Rewards. You have to hold at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and cannot make any outgoing transactions during that time. You also have to control the private keys of the wallet in which you're holding the 1,000 smart. So learn more at smartcash.cc. That's smartcash.cc. As we continue here, Marilyn is on the line in Georgia listening to WMCD-FM. Now, Marilyn,
yes.
You called in about the wall. It sounds like you're very concerned. It sounds like you're somebody who supports the wall. And I want to ask you, have you thought about all of the consequences of having this thing?
I don't know what the consequences would be other than protecting America from the illegal aliens because they continue coming in and they're
What if you ever want to get out? What if things go so bad in the United States that, you know, you want to actually leave, but then there's a pesky wall in the way? Wouldn't that be kind of annoying?
Well, I doubt I'd be going to Mexico. I'd probably get on a boat and go somewhere like South Africa or something.
Okay.
Costa Rica or, you know.
Yeah. So
lots of ways to leave.
There are, but it may not be as easy as you think it is. I mean, if you're leaving through an authorized port, then there's probably going to be men with guns hanging around wanting to see exactly what boat you're getting on and why.
Why do you think that it's going to be a police state just because we have...
Because it already is.
The illegals out.
Because it already is a police state. They already have internal checkpoints inside the United States. Did you know that?
No.
Do you know what that is? Do you know what an internal checkpoint is?
No, what is it?
So it's a checkpoint, which some of them are mobile, so they'll move them around to different places. Others are permanent installations. They happen usually within 100 miles of the border. So what it is where you're driving along, let's say, one of the interstates or state roads or somewhere there in Georgia, and then all of a sudden the traffic comes to a standstill because you're approaching one of these checkpoints where they're asking every single person that they stop. They're stopping everybody that goes through, and they're asking them a question about what is your citizenship. Are you a U.S. citizen? Is the question they're asking. Does that bother you?
It's never happened to me.
Just because it hasn't happened, do you think it would bother you if it did happen?
No, I mean...
No?
And what happens if they...
I mean, I'm an American citizen. I have a birth certificate, mm-hmm. you know.
And what happens if they started ticketing you for, I don't know, other crimes that you supposedly, you know, committed?
Expired registration?
Expired registration, or your car is, the wheels and the air in your tires are not quite sufficient and your car is a little bit too low to the ground, or, I don't know, any number of other things.
Right.
No, it is.
Well, it depends on where.
It is. Well, yeah, certainly. It is in certain jurisdictions, at least.
How would you feel about that if that happened to you?
Yeah, I wouldn't like that, no.
You wouldn't like that. Well, the good news is at the internal checkpoints, they're not doing what you're talking about yet, Chris, because the federal government can't write a ticket for a Georgia motor vehicle violation at this point.
That's true.
But that's certainly something they could do
eventually.
They're
doing it with DUI, though.
DUIs, sure.
I've seen it happen with DUIs.
Yeah, that'll happen, I think.
Yeah.
Or they'll call in the locals, too.
I've seen them with their stick measuring.
There's a lot of corruption
cars even.
In the police department and the sheriff's department. A lot. Already.
There's a lot of corruption in the sheriff's
mm-hmm.
department?
And sheriff,
no question about
that. I mean, all over the place.
Right. So why would you trust these people with your freedoms? I mean, because, look, if you actually value freedom, in my opinion, you shouldn't support checkpoints. Because even if all they're asking you is one question and you feel like it's no big deal because you're an American, shouldn't Americans actually be standing up for their rights rather than just bending over for the police and doing everything they're told?
Sure.
Yeah. So maybe you need to rethink this thing here, because if you have a wall, then you're just one more step closer to even more internal checkpoints. Because you know that if you have a wall, it's not going to stop people from coming in, right? You know that, right?
Right. Well... apparently, Trump doesn't know that if he's wanting to build a
wall.
Trump
doesn't care. He wants to build a wall because it's symbolic. He wants to build a wall because he can then point to it and say, look, I did what I promised I would do. Reelect me. All Trump cares about is Trump. He's not doing it for you. And by the way, Trump's no different from Obama or Bush or any of the other presidents. All they care about is themselves. And aggregating more power to themselves and their buddies and punishing their enemies and rewarding their friends. And if people get themselves a police state and they cheer it on, it's going to be a real bad scene. And I would caution you, because go look it up. Go look up internal checkpoints when you get a chance, when you get on the internet. Go look up internal checkpoints. You'll find some pretty outrageous videos where there was that guy they pulled through his car window because he refused to answer their question. Just smashed his window and pulled him right through it.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like pretty excessive, doesn't it?
Extreme, yeah.
Yeah. So that's not what we want. We don't want to have a police state.
It's not just one person. They do that actually pretty regularly.
Yeah, no, that's happened more than
once. Yeah.
Marilyn, thanks for the call tonight. I hope that we've given you something to think about, and I appreciate the call. See, here's the thing, and thank you again. You know, whether you believe in immigration rules and that you got to follow the legal structure and do the legal thing, whatever it is you believe there, the more complicated it is, the more people are going to want to go around it. And right now, it's a complicated system. It's hard to go through immigration. And I don't speak that from experience. I only speak it from other people who I've known, like Will Coley.
Well, didn't you have issues with immigration?
I've never tried to immigrate into another country.
Not immigration, but going from one country to another. So.
Yeah, Canada turned me away because I've got some criminal, nonviolent criminal convictions on my record. But I'm talking about people, you know, trying to make a move.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the point that I was trying to make, though, with that was simply that even if you are a U.S. citizen, you can be prevented from, you know, going from one place to another.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we don't want. If you want to have the freedom to travel within the United States, if you care about freedom, then you need to be against the immigration crackdowns. Because if you're in favor of the immigration crackdowns, then you're basically saying you don't believe in freedom. Because if you don't believe in freedom for those people over there, whether it's across an imaginary line in the sand or it's across an ocean, if you don't believe in freedom for those people, then why should you have it? Why should you be the one that deserves freedom if you're not willing to grant it or to allow it to be had by other people? This is like one of the keys, you know, to freedom and to liberty, is you have to be willing to allow other people who you don't know, who might be kind of weird or kind of scary or ugly or, you know, whatever, different from you. They look different from you. They believe differently from you. You have to allow those people to have the same amount of freedom that you want. Now, if you don't actually want freedom and you don't care about freedom, well, then just admit it and just, you know, embrace statism, embrace being a total control freak, and just argue for that. There's plenty of people like that out there. So, out of time for tonight. There's more to say, I think, about warrants and searches and probable cause. Check out Flex Your Rights. They do good work on that particular topic. They've got some great videos. I highly recommend you watch them. They're free on the Internet, so check those out. And check out Chris on his website, thinkpenguin.com and freedomdecrypted.com, your new show, video show. See you tomorrow.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.